Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Wild card weekend in the NFL. Steve Thompson and Lindsey Brown, our producer. We'll keep an eye on those games, talk about the games tomorrow, and of course Monday in Arizona, Vikes and Rams. Early game today, Chargers-Texans from Houston early in the second. Chargers 2 field goals on the board, and they lead it 6-0. The Wild, they're in action. They'll be in San Jose tonight, and then Las Vegas tomorrow night. Short two-game road trip, and Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. Jess, good to visit with you.
Good to talk to you, Steve. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Wild, the clunker at home. Colorado Avalanche rolls 6-1 on Thursday night. And there will be those over 82 games. Jess?
Can you hear me, Steve?
Yep.
Okay, sorry. You said there'll be those kind
of... Yeah, there'll be days like that.
Yes. What was interesting is nobody's pushing the panic button here. You know, they're down several key players. I mean, it seems like the injury report is longer than one of those receipts you get at the drugstore sometimes. You know, losing Brock Faber most recently, he did not make this trip. Neither did Jonas Brodin. Neither did Kirill Kaprizov, although we did get some optimistic signs that Kaprizov is skating a little bit on his own now. So... maybe the first step toward him coming back. But the thing we heard from John Hines after that game pointed out that going into the third, it was 3-1. At 2-1 in the second period, they had lots of chances to tie and, you know, really didn't get any puck luck. And if you look at the statistics, you know, some of those websites that crunch the numbers, they said the Wild really deserved to win that game, as shorthanded as they were and as lopsided as the final score turned out to be. So once again, we're seeing kind of just this calm demeanor on the side of the Wild. Yeah, the injuries have been just ridiculous. In fact, the other night, not only are several key players hurt, but Marc-Andre Fleury wasn't even on the bench for part of the game because he was fighting an illness too. So you potentially would have been down to one goalie. And in a lopsided game like that, you might have seen him make a goalie change in the middle of the game. He just couldn't do it because he didn't have any options there. So this is just kind of the situation they're in right now. Nobody's panicking. They're just saying, hey, this is where we are. We'll roll with it.
And it seems as though you and I, when we visit, and by the way, Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Injuries, injuries, injuries. Is there any good news on the injury front at the moment?
Well, the best news we've gotten this month is, as bad as that injury to Jared Spurgeon looked, it wasn't something that's going to require surgery. So we're hopeful that we may see Jared Spurgeon back yet this month. They talked about it being a matter of weeks. Same thing with Jonas Brodin. He blocked a shot late in that win over St. Louis, that crazy back-and-forth win over St. Louis. He took a shot off the foot. He's probably just sore from that. Again, not something that's going to require a cast or surgery or anything like that. And you can see the thinking of leaving those guys home, knowing that, you know, do you want to fly them all the way to the West Coast thinking they could play, maybe they won't play, we don't know. The smarter play is just to leave them home, let them get a couple extra days rest. They have Monday and Tuesday off as well, and then they don't play again until Wednesday when Edmonton comes to town. So a good opportunity to rest some of those guys, you know, maybe take some lumps on this road trip. But talking to the Wild players, to a man, they all say, you know, we play our best hockey on the road. So they're nobody's scared of long road trips on this roster.
Yeah, and with San Jose tonight, certainly an opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, the Sharks are improving, and that's what happens when you get a first-round draft pick like Macklin Celebrini, and you get him into the NHL, and you know start showing him the ways of this league. They are, maybe more of a pushover early in the season when the Wild played them the first time, won 5-2 when they met in November out in San Jose. This will be their second meeting, and then, of course, the Sharks will have to come – to St. Paul at some point. I believe that's in March. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But so you're going to see some of San Jose. But that's the game where you're thinking, if you're going to get 2 points on this road trip, that's the that's, I won't say a sure thing, but that's a better bet, let's just say. I'm in Las Vegas, so everything's gambling right now. So, yeah, let's just say that's a better bet if you're looking for 2 points on this road trip. Then they've got to come here to Vegas tomorrow night. Much tougher game. And let's face it, it's going to be an emotional game for a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury, who played for the Golden Knights. He was one of the original Golden Knights who kind of backstopped them to that first run they made to the Stanley Cup final. So you're looking at a fun night for him, but probably an emotional night as well.
Yeah, it was extraordinary. And I know we have talked about this, and it still is one of the great stories, I think, in modern NHL history, on how that team was born. And they paid a lot of money, and they were able to cherry-pick from every NHL roster, but did a beautiful job of building a competitive club, and they have been able to maintain that, and it has been wildly successful. I know our producer, Lindsey Brown, spent time in Vegas covering the Golden Knights. It is a great success story for this league.
Here's what amazes me, Steve. I started coming to Las Vegas in 1990, and I didn't really spend any time here, but I was always changed planes here on the way to Tucson to see my grandparents when they would spend winters in Arizona. So you'd fly into Vegas, you'd spend a couple hours at the airport, you'd play some slot machines. In 1990, Las Vegas had something like 250,000 residents, okay? You know, a good medium-sized regional city. 10 years later, it was literally double that size. You know, this is a major American city now, and it's growing even today just exponentially. And what's really cool, I think, about the Vegas Golden Knights was they were the first professional team in any of the big sports that said, you know what, Vegas is our home. It wasn't something that moved from somewhere else. It wasn't, you know, a minor league team or, a college team. You know, UNLV was big here, especially in the 80s. That was a huge thing. But the Golden Knights and a hockey team here in the desert of all places was the first time that people in Nevada said, we've got our own team, and lo and behold, they go to the Stanley Cup final in their first year. I mean, you couldn't have dreamed up an area like that.
Yeah, and the Fleury pick, when they made that in that expansion draft, it says they intend to win right away. You wouldn't take a veteran goaltender if you didn't think about winning, because the thought was, all right, they're just going to get a bunch of kids and they're going to struggle for the first few years. They were good out of the gate.
And not only a veteran goaltender, but keep in mind, he had won a Stanley Cup, I think, the previous year. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, for whatever reason, said, you know what, it's time for us to make a change. Time for us to go with Matt Murray as our goalie, which, you know, hasn't worked out maybe as well as they thought it would have. So he was kind of jettisoned, and he had to go through some maneuvers and waive a no-trade clause and all of that to be part of the expansion draft, knowing that Vegas was probably going to pick him up as kind of a veteran force. And it's hard to argue with the results with what he did in Vegas and what they've done since then, winning a Stanley Cup.
All right, so it'll be the Wild and Sharks tonight, and then the Wild and the Golden Knights from Vegas tomorrow night before they return to home ice next week. Jess, Golden Gopher men, they got thumped by Ohio State Friday night.
You know, if there's a surprise team in the Big Ten and in college hockey this year, Ohio State was a team that nobody really thought much of. Well, they went into the transfer portal like everybody can do now. They went and got some real established, experienced goal scorers. They're getting great goaltending, and they play good at home like you should. And talking to Bob Mosco this week, he said, you know, what do you expect from Ohio State? They weren't taking him lightly, and yet they go out last night. Ohio State wins 5-1. I believe it was 4-0 or 5-0 at one point. And Bob Mosco said it was maybe the worst performance he has seen by one of his teams in the 7 years he has coached Gopher hockey. So as much as I love going on the road and covering the Gophers, that wouldn't have been a real fun locker room to walk into last night, because that's about as rock bottom as you can get for this Gopher team, and you wonder how they're going to bounce back tonight with the second of two in Columbus.
Yeah, just get the split and get out of town, I think, is all you can look for.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it's a team with a ton of talent, and they're finally healthy again. Mosco was saying this week was the first time since October 31st that he had his full roster on the ice. It was a little more little more crowded there, but that was fine because they're so used to having to fill holes and patch up some things. So with their full roster together, obviously they expected to do a little better than that. And a real important potential bounce back for them tonight.
By the way, Golden Gopher women get the sweep of St. Thomas at Ritter. 4-2 Friday, 5-1 in the matinee today at one of the great rinks anywhere in the state of Minnesota. Ritter's a gem.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely perfect for that program. It'll host the Frozen Four, I think, coming up again this year. Just, when you talk about dedicating resources to women's sports, that's maybe the poster child of how to do it right.
All right, and I'm going to put out a pitch right now, and maybe we can rally on this for the next month or so. Bring back the State Fairgrounds Coliseum for section hockey. I've talked to a ton of people already this high school season that want to see section finals back at the Fairgrounds Coliseum.
It was a great kind of centrally located place. Obviously, tons of parking all the way around there. Kind of that weird setup because the surface was much bigger than the actual rink. You know, you had maybe 10 or 15 feet on all sides of the arena between the boards and the walls. You know, so kind of an odd shaped thing. But I see now they're putting indoor soccer in there. So maybe if somebody can pony up some money, put an ice plant back in there, I think that would be a fun idea. I remember Doug Woog telling me at one point before they built 3M Arena at Mariucci, there was actually a pitch to fix up the Fairgrounds Coliseum and make that kind of a real nice, fancy home year-round for Golden Gopher hockey, and then use it at the State Fair in the summer. You think of what might have been. That would have changed things, definitely.
Yeah, I've heard the State Fair Board has some money, but...
I think they do okay at, what, $18 a head or something like that. When you hear those daily figures of, you know, $250,000, 250,000 paying customers on a Wednesday in August when it's rainy, you know, I think they're probably doing okay.
Yeah, so if they wanted to put a rink back in there, they can afford it. Jess.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, enjoy Vegas. Look forward to your coverage. Once again, Wild in San Jose tonight. They'll be in Vegas tomorrow night. Jess will have it covered in the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Have a good evening.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers, joining us here. News Talk 830 WCCO. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll actually do a deep dive on the weather when we come back. Get you up to date on the NFL and so much more. Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown alongside here on News Talk 830 WCCO.